In the name of Jesus, amen. Today is the final Sunday of Advent. Now we can shift our attention towards the celebration of Christmas. St. Luke leads us in that direction with Gabriel's announcement to Mary that she is to be Theotokos, the God-bearer, the Mother of God. Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you. Now, Mary's confused. It's not every day that an angel appears with such disturbing and amazing news. She even asks, "How will this be since I am a virgin?" But don't think of Mary's question as coming from unbelief. She is simply unable to mentally process the message she has just heard. How can this be? This news defies all reason and all imagination. Yet Gabriel covers Mary's bewilderment with divine assurance and a corrected translation. Not a single word is impossible with God. This miraculous angelic message brings an equally miraculous response. Mary says, "Let it be to me according to your word." This is faith. Faith hears the word of God. Faith learns from the word of God, and it leans on that word despite all outward appearances. Faith says, "Let it be to me according to your word," even when the things promised seem impossible. Mary's faith is the same faith that God has called into being in you by the Holy Spirit. And this is the same faith that Holy Scripture continually calls on you to exercise. Through St. Luke, Mary shows you how to live this God-given faith. She doesn't simply sit there and listen to the word in a casual way, only to walk away and forget what was spoken to her. She hears the word of the Lord from the angel, and she allows it to change her. Let it be to me according to your word. You have to remember, though, that Mary is one of a kind. No other person in all of history is so highly favored as this young girl. By the mysterious knowledge and wisdom of God, she was chosen to be the mother of God. For some reason beyond all human understanding, she was the one person in the entire history of the human race chosen by Almighty God to carry the Christ child upon the earth. Saint Mary is one of a kind. And yet, she is so very much one of you. Because just like you, Mary was born dead in her sin. Just like you, Mary needed a Redeemer. And Christ Jesus is her promised Lord too. So Mary was greatly troubled at Gabriel's words, because she knew the angel was sent from God, from the Holy One who cannot tolerate sin. And just as the prophet Isaiah cringed in the presence of God and cried out, "Woe is me," so also Mary must have been mortified at the presence of this divine messenger. She's too aware of her own sin to be at all comfortable in the angel's presence. But there's another way that Mary is like you. Just like you, she is saved by grace for Christ's sake, and this by faith and trust in Him alone. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. That little word favor is also translated grace. Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found grace before God. With the announcement of her coming pregnancy, Mary also heard the news of salvation. She was told that her own son is called the Son of the Most High, that the baby born of her is Jesus, the one who saves his people from their sins. Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found grace before God, and this grace is going to be given in the life and in the death of the child you will bear. Jesus comes to save his mother from her sins, and his mother confesses with the voice of faith, "Let it be to me according to your word." So Gabriel says to Saint Mary, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." Why is Mary the favored one? Because the Lord is with her. Understand, though, she's not counted as the favored one because of her sinlessness, because she is by no means sinless. She's not counted as a favored one because she happened to be chosen as the mother of God, though it is true that all generations call her blessed. Mary is the favored one because the Lord is with her. Mary is the favored one because God loves her too much to hold her sin against her. God our Father loves Mary so much that he cannot bear to give her the punishment she deserves, and instead he finds another way. Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. In other words, the Lord be with you. You are made the people of God. And so you need to realize how very much like Mary God our Father has made you. You have also been given your full share of grace and mercy. The same grace, the same mercy shown to Mary, the mother of our Lord. You yourselves get to hear over and over again the same greeting as Mary each and every time you gather for worship. The Lord be with you. It's the greeting that you hear before we pray. And almost the same words are spoken before you receive the Holy Sacrament. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Mary has the message spoken by the angel. You're stuck hearing the message from pastors. But in both cases, the message is the same, and in both cases, the message is true. The Lord be with you. The Lord is with you. And he's not gone away from you either. He has not held your sins against you, but he's come to you to redeem you. And so may God's people always share in Mary's response, spoken in faith, "Let it be to me according to your word." The Lord is with you. That's joyous news. The Lord is with you. God the Father loves you so much that he wants to be with you, no matter how great your sins might be. God loves you so much that he has indeed come to you, born a child, born of the Virgin Mary. And that is what Christmas is all about. And so St. Luke writes the angel's words, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Even now, Jesus reigns over all things for you. He reigns over sin by taking it from you and nailing it to his cross. He reigns over death, having defeated death and rising from the dead. He reigns over Satan and his demons, soon to bring upon all the enemies of the earth their just and eternal punishment. God the Father does all of this for you. And for this reason, you can join Saint Mary in saying, "Let it be to me according to your word." And you can say this because God has worked a miracle in you just as he did in Mary. Mary conceived in her womb, not by her power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit working through the word spoken to her. Just like faith has also been conceived in you, not by works that you have done, not by some sort of power in you, but faith has been conceived in you by the power of the Holy Spirit working in you through the word of God spoken to you. So even now, the power of the Most High is overshadowing you. Even now, He is overshadowing your every sin with the blood of Jesus. He overshadows your weakness with His strength. He overshadows your unbelief with His firm word of promise. And so by His power, you may open your lips and say, "Let it be to me according to your word." And it is so. What God speaks to you comes to be. For as the angel said, not a single word is impossible with God. What God promises to you shall be fulfilled. Jesus says to you, your sins are forgiven, and they are forgiven. Jesus says, this is my body, this is my blood for you, and it is his body and blood. Once laid in a manger, and later laid in a borrowed tomb, for your salvation. Jesus says you will live forever, and so you shall. It will be to you according to his word. So with the full authority of God's word, I say to each of you, greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. For the sake of his holy Son, born of Mary. Let it be to me and to you according to his word. Amen.